Currently, it costs $10,000 or more to send a pound of material into orbit around the Earth, roughly the cost, ounce for ounce, of gold. Each space shuttle mission, for example, costs up to $700 million. A space elevator could reduce the cost to as little as $1 per pound. Such a radical reduction in the cost of the space program could revolutionize the way we view space travel. With a simple push of an elevator button, one could, in principle, take an elevator ride into outer space for the price of a plane ticket. But formidable practical hurdles have to be solved before we build a space elevator on which we can levitate our way into heaven. At present, pure carbon nanotube fibers created in the lab are no more than 15 millimeters long. To create a space elevator, one would have to create cables of carbon nanotubes that are thousands of miles long. Although, from a scientific point of view, this is just a technical problem, it is a stubborn and difficult problem that must be solved if we are to create a space elevator. Yet, within a few decades, many scientists believe that we should be able to master the technology of creating long cables of carbon nanotubes. Second, microscopic impurities in the carbon nanotubes could make a long cable problematic. Nicola Pugno, of the Polytechnic of Turin, Italy, estimates that if a carbon nanotube is even one atom misaligned, its strength could be reduced by 30%. Overall, atomic scale defects could reduce the strength of the nanotube cable by as much as 70%, taking it below the minimum gigapascals of strength necessary to support a space elevator. To spur entrepreneurial interest in the space elevator, NASA is funding two separate prizes. The prizes are modeled on the $10 million Ansari X Prize, which successfully spurred enterprising inventors to create commercial rockets capable of taking passengers to the very edge of space. The X Prize was won by Spaceship One in 2004. The prizes NASA is offering are called the Beam Power Challenge and the Tether Challenge. In the Beam Power Challenge, teams have to send a mechanical device weighing at least 25 kilograms up a tether, suspended from a crane, at the speed of 1 meter per second for a distance of 50 meters. This may sound easy, but the catch is that the device cannot use fuel, batteries, or an electrical cord. Instead, the robot device must be powered by solar arrays, solar reflectors, lasers, or microwaves, energy sources that are more suitable for use in outer space. In the Tether Challenge, teams must produce 2-meter-long tethers that cannot weigh more than 2 grams and must carry 50% more weight than the best tether of the previous year. The challenge is intended to stimulate research in developing lightweight materials strong enough to be strung 100,000 kilometers in space. There are prizes worth $150,000, $40,000, and $10,000. To highlight the difficulty of mastering this challenge, in 2005, the first year of the competition, no one won a prize. Although a successful space elevator could revolutionize the space program, such machines have their own sets of hazards. For example, the trajectory of near-Earth satellites constantly shifts as they orbit the Earth. This is because the Earth rotates beneath them. This means that these satellites would eventually collide with the space elevator at 18,000 miles per hour, sufficient to rupture the tether. To prevent such a catastrophe, in the future, either satellites will have to be designed to include small rockets so that they can maneuver around the space elevator, or the tether of the elevator might have to be equipped with small rockets to evade passing satellites. Also, collisions with micrometeorites are a problem. Since the space elevator is far above the atmosphere of the Earth, and our atmosphere usually protects us from meteors. Since micrometeor collisions are unpredictable, the space elevator must be built with added shielding, and perhaps even fail-safe redundancy systems. Problems could also emerge from the effects of turbulent weather patterns on the Earth, such as hurricanes, tidal waves, and storms.